Like, I'm telling you that there's a problem with a person and you're like, I understand. In case you're listening, I'm winking at the camera. I understand.
Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, church communicator, it's time to talk. Join us as we continue chatting about the five dysfunctions of a team.
The second one is fear of conflict.
Do all of them feed into another one? Because I feel like fear of conflict comes from lack of trust.
Exactly. And that's like this thing, like when it comes to the five dysfunctions, they almost build on each other, right? And so you've got this like this block down here of like that absence of trust. And when you lack trust, you all of a sudden fear the conflict, right? And then as we keep going, you're going to be like, wait, all of those start to build on top of each other. Yeah. And that trust starts the process of problems. Really. So when it comes to like fear of conflict, there's a lack of trust that leads us to that fear of conflict. In companies, in churches where employees worry more about the politics of it or the personal risk management, than actually solving problems, right? Like we are in a business, the three of us, we are in the business of church growth and helping churches. And when we have that those problems, that lack of trust in our company, like we're not focused on growth. We're not focused on like the churches and them getting the message out. We're focused on, oh, we have all these problems and this is what needs to happen over here. And so because of that, like meetings are often really boring because honestly, people are not controversial on the topics and they avoid having real true conversations. And that's where our lack of conflict comes in. Woo! Tika, I love how you just said, this is me. Tika,
I hate conflict.
Tell us more about you.
I hate conflict.
We need to hear it.
I do not like conflict. That's actually something I've worked on a lot in my old job. That was one thing they're like, you have to get better at dealing with conflict. I was like, okay. Yeah. Not that I'm like, I just hate it. Like, I would rather just like be like, you know what? It's actually not bothering me. I'll get over it. It's cool. But it's something that I've really been working on because when that stuff like bubbles up, it's something probably so small. And when you like let it like fester and bubble up, it can turn into like a really big deal. Yeah. But also like as you're leading teams, like you cannot let conflict happen on, like you can't let conflict continue on your teams, especially as a leader. You really have to like biblically, let's sit down, let's have this conversation, whether it's a discrepancy between like you and someone else on your team, between people that you're leading on your team. It's really just like we need to get down to the root of it and have a conversation and figure out, you know, what's going on. And then let's come to a resolution together. But I mean, it'd be great if everything was just like rainbows and butterflies and lollipops and we didn't have to worry about that, but that's not reality. And so it is good to, conflict is not a bad thing. There's a lot of like strength in relationships that can come out of like healthy, good, healthy conflict. But I don't love it.
Yeah. I mean,
who does? I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Who does? I think it's like bad conflict. I don't think anybody likes like aggressive bad conflict. But like you said, like good, healthy conflict where it's like, we agree to disagree. Yeah. And, but this is my point. This is your point, but it is a healthy conflict. I think that is good.
Yeah. It's true. I think that also like, I mean, like Tika said, like biblically, Matthew 18, like going to a person directly, you know, I just like went through this kind of recently, with somebody that was, you know, I was working with, and, I think that they were just kind of overwhelmed with whatever was going on. And they like took to the sidebar and like, were talking about me to somebody else. And I just was like thrown back that this person is somebody I love. Like, I would hope that if they like didn't have or had an issue with something I did, like they would say something to me. And so like, actually Tika and I had talked about this, but I had like taken that person aside and was just like, hey, like there's a way to approach it, right? Without it feeling aggressive, like sitting in a car, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back and be like, look what I did. It's so great. But I went to this person. I was like, hey, like, I heard that this happened. Like, I want you to know, like, I love you. And like, like, we've spent time together. Like, this is not like who we are. So like, it's going to cause, you know, disunity. Like, if you have an issue, like, you can come directly to me. So rather than like, I guess, I honestly think it was the Holy Spirit. Like, rather than taking something super personal, there's a way to approach it and be like, okay, maybe this person's going through something. Like, what they're going through has nothing to do with me. How can we approach this and just like move past it rather than stuffing it down or like me thinking negative thoughts about this person or all that. And after the conversation, I mean, I actually bettered our relationship. Like, you know, it made like, I love that. I love that person. You know what I mean? And so it's just like, it's really cool how conflict can actually grow the like closeness between you and someone else as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You say the word love, right? What, you know, what about those relationships where it's like, I have to work with you and we have to do this. But I don't even like you, you know, that makes for that. I think that makes for the ugly conflict most of the time, you know, the stuff that is really most uncomfortable and keeps us away from having those conversations that we should be having. And, you know, it's interesting because like, you know, with Steve, for instance, like I love him more than anything in this world. But there's moments I don't like him. Like, ew, you just left your shoes like sitting there. Like, I don't like that exactly about you. There's like those moments, but I will always love him. I love him through that. And when you lack that stuff, like I don't actually even like you, it is really, it brings conflict to a whole different place. And it becomes a little yuckier.
I've seen that. Like, and I think that's also why we need to be self-aware as leaders, not just on a, like obviously on personal levels when it's has to do with us, take ownership and step forward, but also be aware of your team. If you notice that this person doesn't like this person or they don't ever spend time together, or, you know, you know, when there's division on your team, be aware of that. Sit people down. Be present with them, talking through them, ask them the right questions. They might not be best friends, but like, right. I feel like Kim, you're really good at this. Like you're really, really good at sitting people down and, you know, whoever that is, I've seen that. I've worked with you for years and years and years, and I've seen it time and again, whenever there's conflict, it's sitting people down and asking the questions like, well, what are your frustrations? What are your frustrations? It's kind of like marriage counseling.
It is.
I was going to say, Brittany, I like what you said when you said, like, it doesn't mean you have to be best friends, because I think that, especially in the church world, we like have this thought like, oh, we have to be a family. We all have to be best friends. And it's like, sometimes we can just be coworkers, and that's healthy and that's okay. Yeah. Like there's going to be people that, even though like you're on the same mission, you're like doing the same thing, you might just not like get along. But how can you work respectfully together? And work together is that, I think that's a big thing. So I like that you said, like, we don't always have to be best friends. Like that's okay.
No, I love that. Best friends. It is so true. And I think it's needed, because you know, one of the things when it comes to conflict is like conflict in a team. We have to remember that that does not equal failure. I'm seeing like an internal conflict happening in so many of us, and like not willing to say, not willing to come into contact with those people that we have the conflicts with, and go, hey, I'm going to stand up for myself. We start to fear that it's going to become failure, or it's going to become like, oh gosh, am I going to be called to the principal's office? Am I going to lose my job? Is this person going to speak bad about me in front of other people? Like, who cares? Like if they are ready to just destroy you in front of other people, that's a whole other conversation. And that's like, here's trust. That's like below that, right? That's just like ugly and that's not needed. But when it comes to conflict, the willingness to go, I do want to stand up for myself. I do want to have these conversations that need to be had, because I'm not just going to stand back here and be, you know, be the pinata and be hit. I do want to be somebody that stands up for what I believe, asks the questions to understand what's going on. And so, yeah, I see a little bit more, even in the churches that I've worked in, and in so many situations, it's more of like the lack of willingness to come forward and be like, I need to lean into this conflict for a little bit, because there's that fear that we're going to fail. There's a fear of something there.
And I feel like when leadership doesn't address conflict, then those who are being led feel like they don't care. Do they not see what's going on? Do they not care about us? You know, like it does, that kind of trickles down, like, okay, there's this problem. Why aren't we addressing it? Like, why aren't we taking care of it? And then that creates a lack of trust then for leadership.
So how do we have healthy conflict? Like what would be our encouragement on the healthy conflict? I mean, I'm going to jump right to what you were just saying there, Brittany. Yeah. I think, and Tika, like, I think our leaders, I think leadership, you know, in a church, executive leadership, the pastors, all that side of stuff, I think it's going to start with our leaders in our companies, our CEOs, our C-suite, our executive leadership, all of that have to be willing to go, hey, this is not okay. There is some conflict. We need to not try to squash it, right? I see that happen so much in so many conversations. And it's like, okay, there's a problem. Just hang in there. It's going to get better. Or even our leaders going, oh, I hear you. I know. I understand. Okay. Like, I'm telling you that there's a problem with a person, and you're like, I understand. In case you're listening, I'm winking at the camera. I understand. Okay. So you're telling me that you have the same problem with that person? Something needs to be done here. There needs to be a conversation. Leaders should be going, okay, like, this is not okay. This is not okay for our company or for our church or for our whatever to be going through this kind of conflict. So let's have some conversations. Let's be open to that. These are real conversations that need to happen. And it doesn't have to be a fight, but it can be, let me hear you. Let's come together and go, okay, like, is there some way that we can solve this conflict? I think that's a great question to ask too, right? It's just be willing to ask the parties involved, is there a way we can solve this? Like, what are you looking for? And what are you looking for from this? Is there something that we can do to solve this? Because sometimes if you ask just that question, people aren't going to be like, well, I wanted that person fired, or I wanted this. They're going to be like, no, I just wanted to make sure I was heard.
Similar to like what you were saying, like providing that space just to have those conversations. I think encouraging people, like, you need to, like, leadership doesn't always have to like be your mom and dad. Like, encourage people to have those conversations themselves. And then if that it does continue, then maybe you need to step in. I think that is really healthy. I've seen maybe too many times, you know, people going to their leadership and kind of tattling and hoping that they fix the problem. It's like, all right, we have to take like responsibility. Let's deal with conflict like on our own. And then obviously if things escalate, then maybe leadership needs to step in.
I think there's ways that, like, maybe there's conflict that isn't as intense, but could lead to intense things. And so maybe scheduling, whether it's monthly or like quarterly or something, like a meeting that's set of just like making sure we're asking that question regularly, like even in like a leadership or group setting. And I'm not saying to like call people out, like, well, Amber did that, like, you know what I mean? Or whatever, like in a group setting, but like to just be like, hey, are there any frustrations like amongst us that we need to work on? Like, let's just like be a transparent team. And again, it doesn't have to be super personal. It doesn't have to be best friends at the end, whatever. But just having the space to just like a safe space to talk openly, and maybe making it clear ahead of time, like, none of this is personal. This is just for the betterment of our company or organization or church or whatever.
Hey, we need to talk. Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.